Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost Podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and today my roommate threw a banana at me. You know what that means? Plus 15 multiplier! Wait, what do you mean that doesn't work in real life? Damn it! And with me I have...
I come from the land of the ice and snow, and it all melted away after just one day, and I'm very disappointed. Damn you, weather!
And...
I gotta go back to sleep. Everything fucking sucks.
No, Mark. Sadly, if we have to be awake for the horrors, then so must you.
I don't wanna.
Misery loves company, and I will not suffer alone. If it makes you feel any better, I have a bottomless supply of chicken nuggets.
Okay, that's good. I will say the obvious joke, but it's kind of too sad to do that now.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the poet laureate William Eilish O'Connell once asked, when we all fall asleep, where do we go?
Yeah, things are just horrible all around.
Yes.
It is quite simply full of les suck.
Yeah, just reading all the stuff, obviously, like, I'm mainly talking about, like, the L.A. wildfires and everything. That's just all the shit that's going on, the devastation, the fact that fucking... Even if we're just limiting it to our scope, the fact that Mad Lib lost everything.
Yeah, that's really fucked up. My God.
We are in a perpetual state of... gestures vaguely at everything in brackets, like, fuck, man.
Yeah, so, obviously the only thing that we can do is, you know, send our well wishes and, you know, spread around those GoFundMe links to anybody who's fundraising for important shit. Yeah. Mm. But, here we are with, yeah, the usual business, episode 377, How have y'all been doing?
Well, as I mentioned at the very start, we had a little bit of ice and snow here in my city. I see a little bit because even though we were expected to get anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of snow, the air was too dry for it to land. So we got like a half an inch of snow. So it's better than nothing. It still counts as snow falling for the first time. In 3 years. That counts for something. But yeah, it was just a lot of ice and slush and rain, and that was what was meant. I had to stay at my hotel overnight because I'm not driving in ice and freezing rain. No way, no how. And apparently, because that's just how hotel beds are, I messed up something in my neck and shoulder. I don't know how. I don't know what, but when I woke up on Saturday morning, I felt like I broke my neck.
Oh, Lord.
I didn't break my neck, but it felt like I broke my neck. Being in bed, stuck for 2 hours, then when you can't move, is horrifying. Especially when you have agonizing pain in your neck and your shoulder. I'm taking a lot of things right now to try and alleviate it. I really don't want to go to urgent care to find out what's going on because that would suck. So I'm just letting it self heal. I'm taking Icy Hot and all their stuff. Just oh, not fun.
Yeah, it does not sound like it.
Mm. Sounds awful.
Anyway, Mark, what about you?
Well, I see it snowed here too. Thankfully, I had the day off, so I'm basically chilling at home, which is good. But yeah, it snowed here too. I forgot how much, but snow covered everything. It was you know, a bunch of snow, and then as soon as it melted, it turned to you know, mostly slush and ice, so much that, you know, too much. I was like, you're over a Sonic.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, but... Yeah, but other than that, like, It's been the well, usual shit, like, I say, you know, we're working on that shit, but yeah, it's just been, you know, the daily routine out, well, outside the whole snow factor. But yeah, that's about it.
I guess that makes me the odd one out then, because as for me, there has been no snow. I mean, it's been really, really fucking cold. Cold enough that I can actually justify turning off the AC in my room. But there's no snow. Yet. I don't know. I have this ominous feeling about things. Anyway, aside from that, well, I did finally win another Splatfest. It was, which do you find more valuable? Money, presence, or experience? And me and Big Man were on Team Presence. Let's go, gamers! Also, I gotta tell you a funny story that happened to me the other day. Okay, so, I was alone at the house with my, just one of my roommates. The other two are out for reasons that I won't get into here. But when I got home Friday, they were like, "Rob, I got paid! Let's go fucking spend our money irresponsibly at Hot Topic!" And, of course, me, being an individual of not sound judgment, was like, "Fuck yeah, let's go!" She really wanted to see if they had any new Has-Been Hotel merchandise. They didn't have the one she was looking for, but that didn't stop her from walking out with stuff anyway. And I was there, just looking at stuff, and I'm like, "Oh shit, they have Dauntadon t-shirts!" Including one that I had wanted to get the last time I was there, but they didn't have. So I'm just like, "Oh dude, fucking..." I'm like just talking it up with like the cashiers because we're in casual conversation. Like, dude, I was like, I tried finding that shirt last time. Y'all didn't have it. And then one of the cashiers, because they thought they were funny, just starts waving a Turbo Granny t-shirt in my face to try and scare me. And I'm just saying like, no, I need those. You can probably tell what I was gesturing at. Just PTSD. But yeah, I just thought that was a mildly amusing moment. And anything else? Not that I can think of, other than I saw the first episode of Sakamoto Days and can confirm, as a fan of the manga, it is quite good. Very good, in fact.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah, I don't really have anything else to ramble on, so we're just going to move on to our usual business, which of course starts with the new song discussion for the past week. As always, there will be a playlist down in the description, so you can follow along with us, pick up some new tunes, and market calendars for new albums, all of that good stuff. So, let's start right here at the top. It's been about 3 years since we last heard a proper studio album from the band, Pup, that being their 2022 release, The Unraveling of Pup the Band. My number two album of that year. Fucking amazing record. And ahead of an upcoming stint they're gonna do underneath fellow Canadians Sum 41, we have new material to discuss. Possibly a sign of a new album? Who knows? The song is called Paranoid. And like a lot of their material, the lyrics take an understandable, relatable premise, mainly the emotional fallout of a bad breakup, and filters it through the incredibly bitter, sardonic lens of one Mr. Stephen Babcock. As a brief excerpt, "I was just a thing you could mess with. I was just a notch in your checklist. It didn't bother me all that much. You were something I was willing to part with. Leave or stay, it's all the same, because I was gonna bleed anyway." You know, that reminds me, that last album of theirs came out the year I got dumped. It spoke to me for some reason. But anyway, the verses instrumentally have those bright, like, overdrive guitar chords. The chorus has that really great driving pop-up energy with a lot of the fuzz cranked up on the bass and all. Also worth noting, at least according to the band, there's apparently just a moment in, like, the breakdown where the bass just literally plays the melody from The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Because why the fuck not?
Yeah. It's a pretty creative video for a pretty solid, heavy track. Not much to say other than that, but yeah, I thought it was cool.
I wonder how much they spent printing up all those shirts and stuff. Anyway, moving on to the next track here. Oh, hey, look at that. A new single from producer DJ Sabrina, the teenage DJ. Who's promising more material coming soon, which, thank God, it was been like what? How many months since she dropped that last album of hers? Like 1 month, two? Good lord, that's forever. Anyway, this new track here is called "Will My Love," and again, like a lot of her stuff, it's a pretty catchy, fun dance club banger. That nice thumping, four on the floor energy, really solid use of pianos, a lot of the multi-layered vocal sampling. And the video itself even provides exactly the kind of imagery and vibe I was kind of describing with their overall sound. You know, just kind of like this nostalgic reminiscence on the greatest days of your life, like road trips and stuff like that. And even really like the break with the sample vocals simulating a conversation before like the chorus kicks in with all the strings and all that stuff. Just good stuff, Miss Sabrina. That's probably not your real name, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Pretty like basically like it's the same stuff.
Alright, and now we move on to the next track here. So, it looks like Boldy James is dropping a new album this month. Wait, didn't we already talk about this?
Yeah, apparently he's not, you know, his second album.
Two in 1 month? Yeah.
Yeah, apparently,
even King Gizzard isn't that busy.
I think we said it before, like, he's basically turned to the hip equivalent of King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Okay, so, but hear me out for a second. Boldy Gizzard.
I don't know why that sounds like a fast food joint.
I mean, would that be the weirdest thing King Gizzard ever did? I'm just saying.
So yeah, baby. So yeah, Boldy James is coming with another album, which is well. Let's see. That's album number two of this year, and three since he dropped that last album. He dropped the last album with Harry Fraud, the missionary last year. It was on my list, actually. But an album called Permanent Ink. And apparently the main producer of this happens to be, let's see, something called called Royal House Recordings, which this is something different. Like the single is called Single File Lie, and you can say this is really, 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 really different from what I usually hear from Boldy. Yeah, like it has more of that early 2000s hip-hop thing going on. Basically, like, you got that Chipmunk Soul beat that sounds like, basically an early before he went crazy Kanye West would do. I think he's just doing a joint for the ladies. Basically doing like him just talking about the nice things he can do to get a girl, which I see the song, there's plenty of girls in the video just doing the girly things, like talking about gossip, having ring pops, freaking Faygo and that Ohana drink, which I noticed because I saw that during the grocery store thing. It was like, oh, keep getting that's the Detroit thing, but I guess. I mean, is Faygo the Detroit thing? I mean, I've got the...
I thought Faygo was an insane clown posse thing.
That's what I thought too, but I seen it on the video when they're drinking that, but it's like... But yeah, the song is, a very different departure from what I usually hear from Boldy, which... He doesn't sound too shabby on it. Like, he sounds fine on it. Just something that didn't catch me. And I was like, maybe trying to go more commercial move, or more, I want to say mainstream, but I don't know. It's more mainstream, but maybe? But who knows? If it does, it sounds all right. Maybe not. It not the best thing he did, but that's still part of his, all right, interesting to know about.
Yeah, curious to hear what the whole album's gonna sound like. Especially considering this is following so quickly after a murder during drug traffic. But we'll see what happens on the 24th. So, moving on to the next album here. So, depending on how you count it, it's been anywhere from about 2 to 4 years since we last heard from the experimental pop artist Spelling. That is, with 3 L's. The obvious distinction there being that we did have a project in 2023 called Spelling and the Mystery School, but that was a collection of re-recordings of earlier material from previous albums, which means her last album of original material was 2021's The Turning Wheel, which, remind me, that was a perfect 10 from Fantano, right?
Indeed it was.
Exactly, one of the rare perfect 10s. But now, Spelling is back. So, her newest album is scheduled to drop on March 28th. It's called Portrait of My Heart, and we have the title track here. And of course, it sounds pretty eclectic, as you can expect. The beat has this mix of, like, these, like, this very jittery kind of drum beat and this, like, great acoustic guitar melody with all kinds of strings and synths floating their way over top it. Spelling's particular haughty vocal delivery makes for a really great fit, especially with kind of its more ethereal tune against the, you know, the steady groove of it, the sweeping string melodies just really swirling together as it all just, you know, goes on and becomes more grandly dramatic and all.
Yeah, it's laid back yet soulful, smooth yet grooving, inviting yet confrontational. Yeah, I really like this. This is my kind of pop jam.
And now we must wait until March, which is slowly starting to seem like it's probably going to be one of the busier months this year. But anyway, let's move on to the next track here. So this Friday, we'll see the official release of Balloonerism, a posthumous release of the late Mac Miller. The phrase official release is pretty important here because, you see, the album was originally recorded around a decade ago, 2013, 2014, right around the time of his Faces mixtape. But it never got officially released until this point. Rather, the only reason we know about it is because there's been a lot of unofficial leaks that have been floating around the internet for years, up until it got, I think it was fairly recently. I think it was actually Camp Flognaw last year where they made it, where Miller's estate made a proper announcement of this record coming out. I could be wrong on that, though.
Yep, and we got the first single off that titled $5 Pony Rides. And, okay, and then I will say this was recorded 10 years ago, or is it around the time the Spaces mixtape came out? You can say that he was planning to, explore both his artistry, even with what we know him from, from the Circus album and the previous album that he's released, these probably released, but yeah, like it's got some vibes going on. Like you're singing, like you're singing may not be the best, but it's like it's kind of the thing. It's like we know the best, but it's like it's kind of we still rock with it. Like it's kind of. It's kind of like that type of singing, like you know, that very laid back type of singing, which of course Mac Miller has been known to do kind of time. And we'll see. It does sound good, and yeah, we'll say props to the Mac Miller estate for actually damn the shit right and not just smoking the shit out like most other people do with most dead artists. Looking at y'all just for people, and also look, check this. Because it's also a feature from SZA, which I'm guessing that's Beat Control SZA, SZA, but we know now,
That's gonna be interesting to hear.
Yep. It's a very smooth, calm vibe, which I can just say, that just sounds so relaxing. And so, just go with the flow. Yeah. Now let's fuck that up!
Anyway, time to ruin the vibes. or enhance the vibes. No chill vibes now. Only noise. All right, so for the last song this week, remember what I said about March being a busy month? We got another one to throw on the pile here. So the last time we heard a proper full-length record from the hip-hop trio Clipping was Visions of Bodies Being Burned, which was back during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, like 5 years.
Oh, God.
And we have learned nothing since then.
No, we have not. But, I mean, we did hear plenty of cool Clipping jams in the intervening years, if nothing else. But, yeah, now we actually have an album to look forward to. It's coming out March 14th, and it's titled Dead Channel Sky. Now, they've, you know, been, like, teasing and anticipating this out for a bit now. So, the big thing about this album is that compared to the, horror themes of their previous duology, this one is kind of, well, it's going back to sci-fi, which they've technically done before on the album, Splendor and Misery, though that one was more of an altogether Afrofuturist type thing. This one is definitely way more cyberpunk, as they say. So, we got a single to go along with the announcement here called Change the Channel. Oh my god, you have no idea how much that screwed up my search metrics. If you know, you know. But, God. Yeah, coming back with this album announcement, this beat is not fucking around. It is just full-on adrenaline in your face the whole time, with the driving glitched-out drums, the incredibly suspenseful synthy computerized melodies. In fact, the best way I could describe it, I showed this to my partner, because they are also really into Clipping, and their immediate thought was that it kind of sounds like The Prodigy on steroids.
Yeah, I've been hearing that too. Even the comments are like, this is like The Prodigy. Oh, look, this is like The Prodigy. It sounds like The Prodigy. Yeah, I've been hearing that too, yeah. Not a bad thing, though. Like, The Prodigy is cool, but yeah, you can definitely hear that shit. Especially the drum and bass. Like, that shit just gets you amped up.
God damn, they really do have the sauce on that beat.
I say it's like you hear this shit like during some high art things type of punk action movie, and it's a chase scene, you're being chased by the authorities and they got guns and shit and you're running for your life. Just imagine yourself in that. That's what that shit sounds like. And because you can't help but get in the mood, like, it just went on and popping, like. And looking at this album, which got some appearance, but even with one feature from Aesop Rock. Which I ain't heard in a while. And this reminds me to go back and go back to their earlier albums. Just to get a little taste of what I'm hearing, since I know about, the previous horror theme ones. But yeah, this just sounds cool.
Yeah, re-listen is definitely in order. Also, it's just really funny, the parts in between, like, the choruses, where that is an A+ F-bomb right there. Aw, fuck! that was fun. That does it for the new song discussion. We're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, we have a news topic, but I just need to take a break to clear my throat a little bit, so, yeah. Intermission. And we're back. So we only really have, like, one news topic outside of, the obvious tragedies going on out west to talk about, and that is the, we got a festival lineup here that is for Bonnaroo, taking place June 12th through the 15th in Manchester, Tennessee. There's, you know, 4 days lineup, all kinds of activities going on, plus apparently a 3-day residency from King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. I hope they drop a new album each day. Gotta get those numbers up, man. Those are rookie numbers. All right. So, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and take the first day here. I'm going to take Thursday. Your big headliner is Luke Combs. You know, if you're into that, of course.
Okay.
Then there's also Dom Dalla, Sammy Vergy, Marcus King, Green Velvet, Two Hollis, Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, callback. Got it.
Joey Valance and Bray.
Oh, yeah, those guys.
Man, I wonder what's going to happen to their career when TikTok shuts down.
Oh, this.
God, fuck, right? That's a whole thing. Anyway, Daniel Donato's Cosmic Country, Will Dorado, Max Styler, Azeka, The Lemon Twigs, Wisp, Sophia Isella, Kitchen Dwellers, Dogs in a Pile. Aw, that's kind of cute. Look at the puppy whuppies. Die Spits, Hey, comma, Nothing, and the Drop Teens, or Drop Tines, whoever, that I don't know how half of y'all are. What's an Insane Clown Posse? Sounds fake. Anyway, who wants to take over for Friday?
I'll do it. Anybody else?
Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so Friday. Let me get Mr. Cornucopia himself. Pat the Creator.
Nice.
All right. Then we got John Summit. I don't know who that is. And, oh yeah, Glass Animals.
They're still a thing. Cool.
Yeah, apparently they had an album out last year. I heard it sucked. But anyway. We got Tipper. Okay. Goose. The Red Clay Strays. Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
Isn't that just Neon Cat?
Yeah.
And this Megadeth.
Oh my god, okay. Why Dave? Just go to the old folks home already.
Alright, next up, okay, this we got Wallows. Cost of the People, yeah, they're still around. I forgot they were still a thing. Slightly Stupid with two O's.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you why, though, but,
Right. Flip Turn. Up the Trees. Oh, hey, JPEG Mafia.
Huh.
Marina. Tate B. MJ Linderman.
Oh, yeah, I got into them over the break. They're pretty all right.
Okay. Bossman D'Lo, Enzo, Levity, Mannequin Pussy.
Yeah, they exist.
Leon Thomas.
Like that Leon Thomas?
Cold. Hold on. Oh, shit, that's right. I guess it's a Leon Thomas. Damn.
Hmm.
Okay. Cult. Alien AJ. Oh, yeah, that's right.
The Disney stars?
Yep.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Matt Champion. I guess he's from Brockhampton.
Yep.
Detox Unit. Rachel
Shinori. We tried.
Help. Right. Eater. Ginger Root. B.B. Stockwell and Effin.
Effin, yeah, what?
Well, that's a lot up.
Alright, so Alex, I guess that frees you up for Saturday.
Yep, I'll take Saturday. So your Saturday headliner for Bonnaroo 2025 is Miss Sour herself, Olivia Rodrigo.
Huh.
Who is more successful than any of us will ever be at such a young age, and I'm coping with that. We also have here Avril Lavigne, Justice.
Oh, yay!
Yeah. Nelly.
Okay.
Sure. Glorilla.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
And we have Mountjoy, R.L. Grime, B. Badoobie, Tyla, Jesse Murph, Modest Mouse is still around. Okay. Formed in 1993.
Jesus, oh, wow. That's when I was born.
Me too.
Everyone says you two are born. Damn.
Oh, God. Yeah. We also have here Gorgon City, Flatland Cavalry, Hot Mulligan, hopefully not doing a rap battle on treadmills, Action Bronson.
Ooh.
On my head, I got the flashlight. Yeah. Crank Dat. Dope Lemon. Gigi Perez. Wave to Earth. Claptone. Jade Cicada. What's So Not. Daddy Fryer. F-R-E-Y-R. Ziggy Alberts. Rossi. Destroy Boys. The Stews. These Sincere's and the Altons, Ahi, plus Remy Wolf's insanely fire 1970s pool party super jam. Whatever the hell that means.
See, I understand those words individually. Throw them all together like that, though, and I have no fucking clue.
I don't know. Like, if all the people who I'd want to throw a pool party, Remy Wolf will probably be like maybe sixth on the list.
You know who I would want to throw a pool party, though? Eric Andre. I mean, that pool might be laced with something, possibly toasters, but at least you'd remember that.
Could be toasters, could be PCP, you never know.
Yeah.
Or acid. Or coke. Just pure coke.
Or the remains of Hannibal Buress. You never know.
Oh, God. That'd be fucking sticky as hell. Maybe that's what Tyler, the Creator, meant by it's getting sticky in this bitch. He swam in a pool full of corn syrup. Anyway, now that's got to throw it over back to me to take care of your lineup for Sunday. And at the top of the list is Hozier.
Yeah.
What is it that Spectrum Pulse sees in Hozier? I will never understand.
Probably the same thing a lot of white girls did back in 2014. I don't get it either.
Anyway, speaking of what white girls were listening to in the 2010s, probably maybe don't quote me on that, Vampire Weekend. Then we got Queens of the Stone Age. Interesting. LSZ. Remy Wolf, again, without the pool party. Ray, R-A-Y-E. Royelle Otis, R-O-Y-E-L. Dispatch. Role Model. Barry Can't Swim. Well, can someone fucking teach him already? How else is he supposed to go to Remy Wolf's Insanely Fire 1970s Pool Party Super Jam? Treaty Oak Revival. Big Gigantic. Jax Mannequin. ATLians. Bill Murray.
Okay.
Which I only just learned is apparently a project fronted by Johnny Frank of Attack fame. Apparently, he got a lot of promotion through fucking Jared Alonge's YouTube channel. And I only just found that out that, you know, that's a thing. And yes, the name is intentional. Saint Motel, James Arthur, Alex Warren, Zingara, Natasha Bedingfield?
Wow. That low, hey?
Huh. How the times have changed. Alexandra Kay, Goldie Boutillier, Grace Bowers and the Hodgepodge, Gorillat, and YDG. Which, if I remember correctly, I think is like shorthand for ya dig. And I only know of that because of the music of Mice and Men. And, of course, introducing the Infinity Stage, the world's largest 360-degree spatial audio experience. Sponsored by Hulu, PayPal, Venmo, and Verizon.
Yeah, they're going to announce the lineup for that some other time. But, cool for the tech stuff, I guess.
Listen, as long as I get to see King Gizzard. So, you know, obviously, like, I almost feel like that's sort of like the mulligan. Like, if you don't like much of what's going on any given day, at least you can see a King Gizzard set.
And just because I feel like checking out the prices for your 4-day general admission, the pricing is $435. Which is reasonable, I guess, because you get all 4 days for it. But, yeah, it's still very, 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 very expensive, especially when you go up a level and suddenly that becomes $700 for extra amenities. Because, good God, like, all this stuff is so fucking expensive. Like, my God.
So, in other words, have to pimp Rob out. Okay, got it.
Whoa, hang on. Now, when you say pimp out, what does that mean exactly?
Yes.
I mean, look, if it's sex, it's fine, but, like, if I have to be purposefully losing matches of Balatro to people, then,
Well, how else are we gonna afford the platinum ticket? That shit is $4,000!
Okay, fine, I'll keep forfeiting on the banana.
That's the spirit.
Oh, look, all I'm saying is the second we get the egg Joker, we just hold the line. We just hold it.
Hold the line and shoot it to the moon.
Oh God, did you just have to bring in NFT talk here?
That's another Joker card in Balatro, okay?
God, there's so many I haven't unlocked yet. Shit, I'm
on blue stake right now.
I'm trying to figure out, like, I don't even remember what the last stake I won was, but I have been making good progress. I'm just trying to unlock all the decks at bare minimum, but anyway. So, yeah, that's pretty much your Bonnaroo lineup, and we only really have one other thing to discuss before we begin the sign-off, and that is the new album releases for the week of January 17th, 2025. From rapper and Walmart holiday spokesperson Busta Rhymes, we have his new project, Dragon Season. No, seriously, he does Walmart commercials. What the fuck?
Yeah, okay.
From Sun Lux, we have a new EP called Risk of Make Believe. From Rebecca Black, we have a new project called Salvation. And as previously mentioned, from Mac Miller, the posthumous record, Balloonerism. Now it is time to clean house and get the hell out of here. So, Alex, where can they find you on the internet?
Recuperating from my busted shoulder, but I guess Xander's thoughts on the Sky Blues and the Discords and other platforms that are not involved with the Chinese government because, holy shit, people, y'all were warned. What the fuck? Come on.
Mark, what about you?
official from Blue Sky, and I don't know. It's just, look, you finally met that video. That, I don't know, everything's going awry. I don't know what's going to happen with this, that, and all y'all was trying to learn Chinese and shit. This, which, oh. Okay, anyway, also on my site, my hypewordpress.com, where, of course, I just finished talking about the new anime this season, and, well, at least that's one thing you can take away from me. Maybe.
Maybe. Anyway, as for me, you can find me on Blue Sky, Instagram, and elsewhere at Rob Barracuda. You can email me, robert@superresolution.com, for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. New audio-only episodes go up every Wednesday. Be sure to follow us on Blue Sky at surrealresolution.bluesky.social. Visit the website surrealresolution.com for written articles, this podcast, podcast O&A, all of that good stuff. And of course, jump into our Discord so you can be reliably and immediately notified whenever new stuff goes up on the site. That'll about do it for this week. We'll, of course, be back next week, hopefully, with more of the usual business. And until then, clever outro.
I'm about to sleep.
Yeah, that's fair.